ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I've got a question for you. What do you two, Elton John, the cast of Glee, Andrea Bocelli and the Red Hot Chili Peppers have in common? Well, they have all collaborated with my next guest. Known as the rock star with a cello, Hauser has become a household name, defying classical genres with his instrument in hand by creating and covering popular music of all kinds. With millions of followers and billions of streams, Hauser is currently in Australia with his tour, Rebel with a Cello. That's a fantastic title. Hauser joins me now. Good morning and welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What was it like collaborating with the Chili Peppers?
Wow, it was a crazy experience because it happened spontaneously, you know. We were like, at the beginning of our career, we were opening for them. And during our set, the drummer, Chad Smith, just joined us. Out of the blue, we were like turned around, like, what is going on? And then we start playing. And then later on, the whole band joined and we started jamming and playing on the spot. We never rehearsed. We never even knew what we're going to do. So it was a crazy experience in front of like 50,000 people.
It sounds like it was a lot of fun for you.
Yeah. We loved it.
Why did you decide to play the cello when you were so much younger?
Well, I heard it on the radio when I was a few years old and I just fell in love with the sound instantly. It was like such a special, magic, warm sound, and that was the destiny.
Mm. It is a beautiful instrument. It's one of my favourite instruments. It seems to be able to express so much emotion, even joy in some of those lower tones, but a lot of emotion there, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, cello has no limitations. I always knew that you can do so many different things on a cello. You can rock, you can play beautiful slow songs, you can do all kinds of music, and that's what my show is about now.
Has it been a joy for you watching some of these popular musicians? Some have already got a great understanding of the versatility and the potential of the cello, but seeing others twig that this is such a fantastic instrument that would really work well in their brand of music.
Yeah, it was surprising that suddenly everyone wanted to include cello in their projects, so from all different fields. And it's funny that cello just fits everywhere perfectly.
You've also worked with U2. Which tracks were you working with them on?
I played like few of the songs. It was the same kind of scenario where I just showed up and I didn't know. I was supposed to play one song. I ended up playing like five or six and just improvise on the spot in the studio. It was like, those are those magic moments when you don't plan.
Mm. Some magic happens when it just unfolds
exactly.
In the moment. Yeah. Do you come from a musical family, Hauser?
Yeah. I mean, I was surrounded by classical music since early age. And I was so lucky that my parents listened to classical music, because this is how I actually absorb it from the very beginning. Mm. So I was growing up with those masterpieces and it all came natural to me.
Why did you decide to cross over from classical music and experiment with popular music and other forms of music?
Well, you know, I was focused on classical music for so many years and suddenly I just wanted to also be a rock star, you know?
Who doesn't?
I wanted to experience this craziness and the audience screaming and, you know, it's like when you're a young boy, this is your ultimate dream.
Of course.
And I just knew there must be a way to do it on the cello.
Was there any resistance, any pushback from your family or your teachers that you were heading in this direction?
Well, no one could ever imagine or predict what's about to happen, because never it happened in history that cello can, you know, sell out arenas or play a rock show. And I just knew it. It's going to happen. It was crazy.
Does it still blow your mind in a way that happens?
Yeah, it was like a revolution because we just set the new standards for the instrumental music in general. And it's unbelievable what has happened since then.
Let's listen to a little bit more. You're part of the duo Two Cellos, which many people might know for the viral clip of your cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal, where You're both positioned almost competing against each other. Let's take a little listen to that. That now has around 40 million views on YouTube, and of course it also led to an appearance on the television show Glee. Did you ever imagine that it could get that kind of response?
Well, actually, that's what we were dreaming about, and it just happened so quickly, everything. Like, we were planning to come to that point after, you know, a certain period of time, but it all happened after this one song. Elton John called to tour all these big TV shows, the Glee, and all the labels, it was just like a movie, what happened.
Can you tell me about where you grew up?
Well, I grew up in Croatia, and it was a nice childhood. I grew up in nature, by the sea, and this is why I still love nature so much.
Mm. And a lot more tourists now are discovering Croatia. It's become hugely popular, not only for its history, but that natural environment that you're talking about as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's becoming more and more popular each year. And now it's too crowded, actually. I wish it wasn't that popular.
Need to keep that secret quiet. You were saying you were growing up with a lot of classical music. What do you see in Croatia now? Is there much musical education for kids who are coming through now?
Well, I mean, in general, classical music is... I'm here to save it, actually, because the world is crowded with... not the best content, and young generations, unfortunately, are not educated as much as they should be. And this is why I'm here, to keep spreading the music to younger generation. I'm trying always to find ways how to make classical music accessible to the masses. And I'm actually proud that I'm pulling it off somehow against all the odds.
You've taken your own path, but how important do you think that foundation of classical music was for you to know that and have that and then head off into other areas?
Well, that was crucial. This foundation is a must. It's like a necessary, like a discipline, like a hygiene. It's like everything starts from that music, and all other kinds of music, it all happened from classical music. Classical music is like... Bible of music.
It is, it is. We wish you well for your tour. You're going to be touring in Brisbane, in Sydney, in Melbourne and in Perth. There's some tickets still available via Ticketek, but bringing in a crowd, not only those who love the cello, but those who love that popular music and those who love both as well. Hasse, it's been so good to talk to you. Thank you. Hasse, thank you very much for coming
thank
into the
so
studio.
Much.
We're talking the cello there and that crossover with popular music.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.